Pentagon reporters, and we're not going to agree on these limitations. And finally, if you can talk about some of the great reporting in the past, Cy Hirsch on My Lai, collateral murder, the showing of the Iraqi prisoners in Baghdad with the U.S. soldiers being tortured. Certainly none of these got prior approval from the Pentagon.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's why the press in mass, in unison, almost, you know, there was one organization that essentially is a propaganda outlet for the administration. But everybody else said, no, if we are a free press, we're not going to go along with this. You say, why didn't they just stay there? Well, they're not going to, you know, physically stay in a place where they're told that they can't stay. I think there are legal remedies to be pursued, and I suspect that there will be more developments on this in the near future. The courts are still open to hold officials to account when they exceed their constitutional authority, and I think that's what's going on here, and I suspect that we haven't seen the end of this.
Well, David Schultz, want to thank you for being with us, director of the Media Freedom and Information Access Clinic at Yale University. A happy belated birthday to Juan Gonzalez. Juan is in Delaware, where today has been there for 2 days giving speeches. You can check our website at democracynow.org. I'll be in Santa Fe, New Mexico tomorrow on October 17th at the Lenzic Theater, where the film Steal the Story, Please will be premiering in New Mexico. Be there at 6 o'clock and being involved with the Q&A after with the Oscar-nominated director Tia Leson. On Saturday, I'll be at the Woodstock Film Festival in Woodstock, New York, at the Woodstock Playhouse at 3 o'clock. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!, democracynow.org.
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
Good morning to everyone who used to attend hickey parties, and welcome to another episode of
Beat the Answer
on CFRC Radio.
My name is Aiden.
I'm Sarah.
And today we have a very special guest.
Hey guys, I'm Tyler. Super excited to be here.
Tyler Galley.
Trade is here.
Okay. We have a very special episode. We have our special guest who's going to play some special songs. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess, Tyler, we could start by introducing two songs that you want to play for your episode.
Totally, yeah. Okay, first two, getting the Canadian ones out of the way. Going to start with All the Time by Bahamas. This one's always been kind of like a personal favorite of me and my sister, but I saw it live about 2 weeks ago because they opened for Alabama Shakes in Toronto, and it was like really good. It's like a crazy guitar solo at the end of it. Then the next song is Dream Lover by Destroyer, another Canadian artist from Vancouver. I don't really have much else to say.
All right, let's
okay, sweet.
Play him.
I got all the time in the world. Don't you want some of that?
you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
You just listened to All the Time by Bahamas and Dream Lover by Destroyer on CFRC Radio.
Bangers.
Banger.
I was so excited for you guys to say that. I was looking forward to that so much.
We have like literally one thing to say about every song, and they're always bangers. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Sarah?
Verizon commercial.
Yeah. That Bahamas song was in a Verizon commercial.
And Aiden clocked that. He didn't check any YouTube comments. He just knew.
I just knew.
Big Verizon commercial.
Yeah, because one thing about like Beat Banter is we love like the military industrial complex, and we love ads. Like, I will never get an ad blocker.
Do mega corporations too?
I need to see that TD Bank ad like immediately.
And also that Destroyer song, very fun. I love the guitar work, like it's really, really bangs.
Okay.
Yeah, bang.
Awesome. Yeah,
bangs.
I found that song on like literally my last day of internship and like on the morning to work, and just listened to it I think like 7 times back after that.
Whoa.
And Queen Elizabeth Park shout out.
Yeah.
Pickleball court shout out. Yeah.
So Sarah, do you want to introduce your 3 songs for the episode?
Yeah. So sorry that there's one that's a little out of place here, but I really wanted to play it. But South Pacific is a band from Ottawa that just came and restarted like touring, and they started their date in Kingston. I didn't go, but me and Aiden's roommate went and said it was like amazing. And like they like bought her and our friend a drink. Was like, you guys are the music. Like, you're keeping the music alive. Like,
shout out Sabrina.
Shout out Sabrina. And I was listening to them after, and it's like really good. This is so I'll play Parallel Lines from that. And then new music that came out. Love and Pop by Channel Beats and Oil XL from Oil XL's album.
And we're seeing Channel Beats.
And we're seeing
live.
Channel Beats tomorrow.
Super exciting.
Banger, banger, banger. And then Sophia Stell, You Could Hate Me.
Let's play them.
Play it.
But I'm almost sure this is something. could hate me, it's up to you. But we both know on my hands shakes. And we both know that I can't stay. Said I want to feel love.
Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental information referral service for all things sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We are located in room 215 of the LaSalle Building at 146 Stewart Street on Queen's University campus. We are open to clients from Queen's, St. Lawrence College, RMC, and the wider Kingston community. We offer sexual health and pleasure products at cost, such as 20-cent condoms and $3 pregnancy tests. Follow us on Instagram at SHRC Kingston for daily hours, center updates, and news about upcoming events.
You just listened to Parallel Lines by South Pacific, Love and Pop by OLXL and Channel Beads, and You Could Hate Me by Sophia Stell on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers. Everyone say it on three. One, two, three. Bangers.
What did you think of that, Tyler?
They're all really good. Definitely like a bit of a switch up midway through, but I like the like kind of shoegazy guitars in the first song. Mm-hmm. Definitely to listen more South Pacific. Definitely to listen more Channel Beads as well. I was telling them like off air that I hadn't really listened to much of their music, and I definitely want to check out more.
I'm excited for the show.
Yeah, I haven't listened. I feel like it'll sound really good.
They don't tour. Yeah. They're like a duo, and they don't tour like that often.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole OLXL album was also really, really good. The cover looks like Daft Punk. Like.
It does.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, South Pacific. Sabrina was also saying they're really cool live because they do all of the layering effects live.
Oh, like that! Like, it's like very pedal. Yeah. Oh, like nice. Shoegaze. Like actually shoegaze.
And they're like old as as heck. You know, they're like I don't know. They're like really old, like 35 or something.
Oh my god!
No, I think they're like they're 40 like or 50. Yeah, they're ancient. Yeah. Like they had to get wheeled up to the mansion. Like,
Oh, was that mansion?
It was at the mansion.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And then
you know what else is at the mansion?
Beertronica.
This Friday, if you're, it's gonna be a Thursday when this episode comes out tomorrow. Pull up to Beertronica. Check out the Instagram __ Tronica. Check it out. Get your tickets. Mansion basement. 10 p.m. Go there. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, there's gonna be a little gay boy doing a little footwork set. Luke Berry.
Luke, exactly. What did you think of the Sophia Stiles song?
Thought it was cool. I liked the outro a lot.
Yeah.
It sounded really good.
The synth, like.
Yeah,
very fun.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, do you want to play your next two songs of the episode?
Sure, yeah. Okay, what did I have next even? Oh, yeah, Sarah vetoed my first selection of songs, too, which was kind of messed up.
Yeah, I said no Drake. What did I say? No Drake.
No Two Hollas.
No Two Hollas. And
you banned someone else. I can't remember.
Oh, and no Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
And those rules, when we had Sharia on the episode last, like, in third year, like, that one, we really had to be like, no Kanye, please.
Yeah, no Kanye. Which is funny. Did you see the Kanye documentary?
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, I saw it. It was so bad.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
I didn't even realize that somebody was like, is this, like, recent, or?
It's recent. It was, like, literally from, like, just before, it's, like, everything from, like, him being on SNL with the Trump hat to, like, before Vultures. Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's crazy. Like no reason to like make a like you don't I don't think anybody really cares that
no,
much about
like,
seeing that stage.
Get him out, put him on Traitors, put him on Traitors.
But to be
like,
fair, I was waiting, I was hoping we got to see the stuff with Bianca because I was just wondering like how did they meet, like how did that happen?
Yeah, I can't imagine them like having a conversation.
Like I think it would have been like on Bumble.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I said no Drake, and then you sent Drake to Hollis and you sent Clairo.
And Justin Bieber. There were two Canadian people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Swag. Yeah. Swag and Swag too.
And he's wearing a Clairo hoodie right now, you know.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So which
song? Oh, yeah, okay, sorry, I got distracted. I'm going to be playing You Ain't the Problem by Michael Kiwanuka. Mm. And then, And then Alien by Beach House.
Play them.
Saturday, September 27th, the Queens Gaels host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. The Queens Gaels are looking for their first home win of the 2025 season. Meanwhile, the York Lions no longer just play for pride. They are actively on the hunt for their first playoff appearance in well over a decade. It's the Upstarts versus the Icons, David versus Goliath. It's the York Lions and the Queens Gaels live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 2:45 for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff.
You just listened to You Ain't the Problem by Michael Kiwanuka and Alien by Beach House on CFRC Radio.
Bangers.
Cool. Sarah, what did you think?
I really liked the first song, if Aiden would let us like play it the whole way through.
Oh, yeah, Aiden kept skipping the chorus.
Yeah, Aiden just like does it.
I'm not the problem. I ain't the problem.
Yeah.
That song bangs. It's so fun. It's so good. Yeah. I love I don't know even what to call it, like the groove or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. It's so fun.
I love the way the drums sound. Like, they're recorded like very well.
On mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of old, like 35-year-old Beach House, I keep forgetting they're like late 40s.
They've been around for a while. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that. Like, they're, I don't know. That was like shocking to me that they were just like, you know, part of that older crowd. Like,
I'm not being part of the older crowd.
Yeah, 40's crazy old.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Alien is a banger. Did you listen to them before this summer or you just recently got into them?
I got into them kind of around like, I think like end of last year. And then I started listening to them more, I think like kind of around like, I remember like winter during Quip, I would just like wake up at 6 a.m. and be like freezing in Calgary and be like, yeah, this seems like the right mood for Beach House right now.
I remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I used to listen to them a lot, what's the album cover where the whole night, is it Devotion? That's super good.
With the cake?
The early one? Yeah.
Yeah. I mess with that one.
I like the red one the most, I think.
Good commentary. Good commentary.
What's that one called?
Depression Cherry?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I know you're going to buy the $78 velvet
is
Depression Cherry from Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. But yeah, I was really eyeing that one out.
The
one
that Vera has. Does Vera have the velvet one?
I don't know.
I actually do want that, or just any Beach House album on record, I think. Mm. But.
Mm. Well, I'm going to introduce my three songs for the episode, and since Tyler's going to play another Canadian, I decided that I'm going to play some non-Canadian stuff. So I'm going to be playing I'm Getting Out While I Can by Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter. This song is like Christian horror music. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
I just thought it would be funny because everyone was saying the rapture was happening today and it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, I, like 15 years ago, maybe not 15, but this happened like a while ago and it was like on my birthday. And I remember me and my sister were like 7 and like terrified that we're all just going to get like
flown into the sky.
Raptured like on our like 7th birthday or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's crazy.
So shout out to Kristen Hayter, also known as Lingua Ignota.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to be playing a song from the new Clips album, So Far Ahead. Mm. And I'm also going to be playing Lie About Us by DJ J Hood, which you'll hear at the mansion if you pull up tomorrow. So,
yeah. Okay, play them.
Get out. I'm gonna sing with the sun that's shown. coming through the lane. Service Kane still ain't never hit a pothole. If I was Britney Griner, I'ma need Obama. Only wanna swap his chapel. Furthest from the streets, Monica Denise. Good with Rocco's. Put them in them cars, hanging out with stars. Now it's hard to tell they not. Your co-defendant claim immunity. It was you and he. How'd you not know? Unless he leaving court in a Bentley Sport just to meet you on a yacht, though. Understand the art of war. All my draw. So we all Picasso's. Me just being me. Respect the PNB. I'll probably never eat at Roscoe's. Million ways to live. Million ways to die. Million stuff standing on toe. Million ways to wash it. Million ways to stop it. Pray for me cause we not though. Best believe I can whip a Christmas Eve with some work in a hot stove. They done took it all, praying that he fall. No more questions about Gestapo.
They don't know what it is when I'm on it. But once they figure it out, I don't want it. So far ahead, but behind.
Tried to sneeze at the blessing. How could I just leave was the question. Whistleblowers left me no choice. Ain't no referees up in heaven. No mistaking me for the reverend. Ushering the money, my confession. How your pastor whip a Rolls Royce? That was me pre-9/11. Look at me post-Armageddon. Walking with my dog, I am legend. The grass is greener on each side. I done been both Mason Bethers. I done been at both intersections. I done pulled Ocean's 11s. Even when the well ran dry. I done raised quotes in the desert. Tried to hide the dope in the message. Like we did the coke in the Lexus. Same hands I used to whip work. See me turn them both into blessings. AMG the spokes for the extras. Only way to cope with the pressure. When you feel you in too deep, let God take the wheel like a Tesla.
They don't know what it is when I'm on.
Baby girl, baby girl, boy. Baby girl, baby girl, boy. Baby girl, baby girl, boy. I can't wait till it's officially yours.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
You just listened to I'm Getting Out While I Can by Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter, So Far Ahead by Clips, and Lie About Us by DJ J Hood on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
What did y'all think? We got to do it quick, though.
Banger, banger, and then banger.
Yeah, like, three bangers.
Three bangers.
That's it.
Tyler, do you want to introduce your last two songs of the episode?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll be playing 10 Speed by Racing Mount Pleasant. Mm. Found this band like super recently. Learned they're opening for Geese, too.
Oh, so yeah.
I'll be seeing them.
Yeah, you'll be seeing them live, which will be like incredible.
Wait, that's epic.
They sound like so much like Bon Iver, who's one of my other favorite musicians. So I'm like, I just became a fan basically because of that. And then my last song will be Live at the Swamp by Peach Pit.
Let's play them.
You just listened to 10 Speed by Racing Mount Pleasant and Live from the Swamp by Peach Pit on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
What did you think of them?
I messed them heavy. Heavy messing.
Heavy messing. No, heavy messing. It's actually great. So wait, who are they opening for? They're opening for Geese.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm seeing them live in, like, during reading week, which is going to be great.
That's crazy. That's soon. That's cool.
I like the cover for the song, too. Like, it's them on top of a mountain or some.
Yeah,
I don't know where
that's Mount Pleasant. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if it actually. They're from Michigan though, so referring to that.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess actually, it's kind of a that's it surprises me that they're opening for Geese though. That I feel like it like that's gonna be an interesting vibe switch.
Yeah, it's like pretty different, but I feel like Geese is also like pretty like just does a lot of random things.
Yeah, so but they're new. Sense. Yeah. Yeah, I guess our new singles are also, like, kind of just all over everywhere. The place. Because, like, Kenny Beats just on there, like, doing Kenny whatever. Beats, Like, why is JPEG Mafia on there?
Yeah.
Like, but I'm so excited. Well, okay, that's good now. I'll listen to them
Well, before
do the
you
show.
Want to tell your Peach Pit story?
Oh, my God, yeah. In the Couve, I was at this, like, bar called Sing Sing, and I saw Chris from Peach Pit, and I said, hi.